105 The Ticket, available on iHeartRadio. Run for cover. This is Radioactive Sports with superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
I take pride in my hair.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Got it to Pominville. Pominville centers. Parisi scores! Shooter holds, but we will head to a shootout. Here we go. Parisi against Halak. Off the post and in! Dubnyk can win it if he can stop Tavares. And he does just that. And the Wild have won 10 road games in a row, rallying to beat the Islanders.
I guess we're back live down here at Hubert's, everybody, and we are back. We are live. It is the superstar Mike Morris, and I don't even want to say my name.
Yeah, we're back!
Radioactive Sports right here on Sports Radio.
That's what we do.
Remember what we were talking about back in the day,
yeah,
just a couple minutes ago?
It just seemed like, you know, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Doesn't seem like it was yesterday. It seems like it was just like maybe two or three minutes
ago. Just about five. Here at Hubert's, of course. We're down here at Hubert's to celebrate yet another Timberwolves fiasco. And it's going to be a good one because we're here and we're drinking already.
Yep.
Some of the North Lakes Honey Brown Lager. You love it. You love the stuff. I'm just having a Kilbrew root beer.
It's amazing.
The other kind of beer.
Isn't it amazing? Because we have those North Lakes Honey Brown Lager sampler packs. And they have the Honey Brown, or they have the North Lakes Ice Lager, Golden Lager. And they all taste like they're family.
Yeah.
Which is the best part.
I like them all. I like the whole family.
I pour all six different, or all three, but all six cans, because they're two of each kind, into one big pitcher, and that's what I drink.
Just slug it back.
Yeah.
What do you call it? All in the family?
Yep. Keeping it all in the family.
You like that one?
I love it.
I got lots of those. I mean, they come to me so quickly, too.
Let's hear them.
I mean, well, that's the first one of many. I mean, all in the family. You just had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
all in my belly is what it is.
There's nothing better. I had 12 of them at my garage all at the same time.
Nice.
They gave me 12. I drank 12.
Yeah.
They were free.
Well, what do they expect? Don't give us 12 beers if you don't expect us to drink
them all.
I think
that's what they expected.
Time.
I'm pretty sure that's what they expected. So if you guys are out there listening, I'm out. I'm done. I need more. So there. Let that be a lesson to you.
Here's what I've been doing. I've been taking extra cups, you know that, because they sampled the North Lakes Honey Brown Lager here.
Yeah.
I have several cups in the back room over here, and I've filled them all with North Lakes Honey Brown Lager, and I'm somehow going to try and take them home. I've got to drive home very carefully.
Yeah, don't spill it.
You know how, well, you have a truck. I have an all-wheel drive SUV, and so
right,
it gets a little bumpy in there, so it's going to be careful.
Be.
Especially with the roads here in Minneapolis after winter. They're not the smoothest of roads, but...
Yeah, they got blown up a little bit. I mean, that asphalt out there gets kind of jiggy-jiggy.
I don't think you can say asphalt on the radio.
Well, if I do, I guess it's my own asphalt.
Yeah.
I ride them just like that. That's just as
quick. You
don't
even ride them. I didn't even see you write it down. You just come up with this stuff. Where does it come from? You're a jiggy jack.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. What about the Wild, though?
They're good.
Tell me what you think of them now. They beat the New York Islanders last night.
Well, that's just one of the five
what
games
the?
We need to win out of the final nine. There we go.
Starting one down.
With a good shot here.
One down.
A five-game homestand here, which hopefully give us a cushion. They've been struggling at home just a little bit here, but out of the last nine games, the ninth one being last night, they're all playoff contending teams. Devin Dubnyk, did you watch that game? I mean, he was basically standing on his head, doing handstands, making saves. They were so terrible in the first 20 minutes that he's the reason that they won that game. He kept him in there, and then Zach Parise, love that guy too. Those are the two best guys the Minnesota Wild have. He scored the goal to the equalizer, is what they call it in soccer, which we should talk about soccer here in just a little bit. We're getting a new soccer team.
As we're getting a new soccer team over there. The MLS is coming to town, everybody.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Are you
going to be a big fan?
Are
you going to buy jerseys?
I would. I think I would do that.
Really?
I would support a jersey in this town if they had an MLS team, which they will. And I'm going to go out there in the middle of the summertime, and I'm going to sit in the bleachers. They have bleachers or seats?
I would hope seats.
They have seats in this new big fancy soccer stadium, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be $150 to $200 million. Yeah. They better put seats in that thing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'll be out there.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Do you know how to play soccer? Do you know, I mean, like, what to do?
I would say, you know what? I at one point in my life, I actually kicked the ball around a little bit with some people in college that were soccer players. I coached the soccer team over at Concordia University, and I learned a lot of things from the gals over there. They showed me how to hook it, how to dribble it along the ground.
Bend it like Beckham?
Bend it like Beckham.
You don't touch it with your hands, though.
No.
Do not touch it, unless you're the goalie, and then you can touch it with your hands.
That's right. And I was trying to bend it a little bit, and it was working.
Really?
I mean, some of the stuff I was trying to do was...
Proud of you.
You should have seen it. It was horrible.
I'm so proud of you.
I was trying it, though. I'm intrigued by the game of soccer. I don't know one thing about it, but when they score, some of the athletic stuff that they do to put that ball in the net is fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm. And then the other 58 minutes are just...
They're running back
passing back and forth.
There's something fascinating about that, though, too, when you think about it. They're running the whole time. They don't stop.
No, and they only have, I want to say, two substitutions all game. It's not like you can bring these guys in and out to give them rest.
They run all day.
It's a great game to watch, especially during the World Cup. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. We both love the World Cup. And to watch it and have drinks and beers, there's no better sport, in my opinion. And trust me, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. I love drinking beers and watching sports, but there's no better beer drinking sport than soccer because nothing happens. Nothing ever happens until they score a goal. And then when they score a goal, then it's beer spilling time all over the people around you and it's time to get rowdy and obnoxious.
You just gotta throw stuff all over the place.
But people understand, and especially when you have vuvuzelas, because there's no other sport that utilizes a vuvuzela, those obnoxious sounding little horn type things, than soccer does.
I forget which World Cup it was.
South Africa.
I'm going to say it was probably about... They play that every 4 years,
I think,
right?
So, yeah.
Well, it was like two back.
Yeah, the South African
back.
One.
I mean, it was so loud. It drove you crazy, even on TV. I had to imagine, what must that be like there?
Well, it's basically like me listening to you talk all afternoon.
Son of a bitch. Take that back.
Okay, I take it back.
I don't need that from you. Number one, I didn't come down here today to listen to that garbage come out of you, Aaron Hicks.
Hicks, though, Torrey Hunter said that Byron Buxton is basically Mike Trout, too, and that Aaron Hicks is surprising him as well. He likes what Aaron Hicks is doing. So Aaron Hicks is on the up and up. I'll take that. I'm on the up and up.
Barely. Try and keep up. Just try and keep up. Then I can call you Superstar, too.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, well...
SJ. Call me SJ.
SJ.
Yeah.
They'll call you JJ.
Superstar Junior.
Jicky Jack. Jicky Jack 1.
Yeah, perfect.
I wrote that just now.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. You can't even write or read. So I don't understand where you're coming up with all this.
I graduated from the fifth grade.
Twice.
With my dad. We had it going on down in Iowa.
Baby got it going on.
This is going to be kind of fun, though. Down here, we've got 4.5 questions. You can expect that at 4:30. The Vikings free agency. I mean, you know what? I hope we trade this Casey Matthews for Clay Matthews.
Yeah, I'll even up.
Green Bay. That would even things out quite nice. Taylor Mays. Terrence Newitt. This is going to be kind of nifty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Vikings are signing people. Free agency frenzy. Here we come. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit.
We got a lot of things coming. Zimmer, the latest on AP. Jim Rich. Talk about a prima donna. He's leading the bracketology over at the Brad Johnson Bracket Challenge. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's actually very good at that.
He's tied for second in the 105theticket.com challenge.
Second?
Too, by the way. Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Look
who's
at this.
Here. Wally Langsello knocking all my papers off the table.
Wally Langsello. Come on, Wally. Thank you.
I see we're tied in the pool.
Yeah,
we'll have to talk about that here in just a second.
Dude,
you're
really
tied with him. He's like last place.
I know. That's
not good.
Wally.
It's not good. I'm not last place, but I'm close.
You're like third
you can
last.
See last place from there. No question about it. But you know what? I got some work still left to do this weekend, and I just think maybe I'll be sliding up on you. Watch it happen. It's going to happen now. I've still got three of my teams can still make it to the Final Four.
Me
now.
Too.
Oh, yeah. There's that. You won't make it.
We got to take a break.
Take a little break. Come on back. We got the what?
Yes. Came out today. Forbes, recent article about the value of Major League Baseball franchises.
Overvaluing these teams.
I think so.
Well, it's so slow.
Just wait till you hear what some of these teams are worth. In the billions of dollars
I know.
With all of our local teams.
I mean, just look at the Dodgers and what they paid for the Dodgers. outright. Just the interest group that Magic Johnson put together to buy the LA Dodgers.
Now it's worth twice that.
That,
according to Forbes.
I know. We'll talk about that next on Radioactive Sports.
One and done. 1 hour of basketball talk every Saturday morning at 10 with Marcus Fuller of the Pioneer Press and Hardwood Rob.
I want to discuss the acquisition of former Michigan State star Adrian Payne.
Sort of like a Rasheed Wallace, you know, type of athlete, block shots.
I love that you brought up Rasheed Wallace. That's like the kind of player that's really going to take this core unit and sort of round it out, fill it out.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 10. One and done. Basketball talk on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson. You're listening to 105 The Ticket.
Hola. Are we on?
Yeah.
We must be on live. Don't be smart, Mount. Don't sass me.
Think it ain't?
Think we ain't?
Forbes. Forbes Magazine. You know what that is? It's a magazine that smart people write and rich people read and stuff.
Yeah, I write a weekly column, as a matter of fact,
Is Forbes overvaluing Major League Baseball franchises? The average Major League Baseball team is worth $1.2 billion with a B. That's up an astounding 48% from last year alone, according to the new valuations published by Forbes magazine today.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know what goes into it. I don't know how quantify
TV contracts. Kind of,
I'm guessing TV
in the game
as it comes up. Then the value of each team has to come up. Some have new ballparks, brand new ballparks, like we do with Target Field, and that has to add value to the team.
Well, we've been talking about this NBA TV deal that's going to jack up the salary cap here in just a couple of years. Well, Major League Baseball just went through that. This new national TV deal that Major League Baseball has will deliver an average of $52 million per team per year through 2021. I'm looking, I mean, we're just down the street from Target Field here. I'm looking at Target Field going $52 million extra dollars a year. You better start spending that money. And part of me wonders if that's the reason why they went out and bought Ricky Nolasco, Phil Hughes last year, knowing that it was coming up. And then this year, obviously, Johan / Urban Santana and Torrey Hunter bringing him back for $10.5 million. You can start spending some money.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that isn't what they have to do by their CBA. I mean, in the National Football League, the TV revenue is also shared within a 32-team pool, and everyone gets that much, and you have to spend a certain amount of that to trigger the salary cap. And if you don't, it's sort of an endless, the floodgates are open. You can do pretty much anything you want to do, but the owners have to make sure that they trigger the salary cap. That's 67% of the revenue, revenue.
Can you guess who the number one highest ranked, most valuable team in all of baseball is?
I would think either New York or Boston. It's not New York or Boston.
The New York Yankees have held the top spot as the most valuable team in the league for all 18 years the magazine has published the list.
Wow.
They're only the second U.S. sports team to top the $3 billion valuation, matching the $3.2 billion that Forbes said the Dallas Cowboys were worth last August.
But baseball.
Baseball. You're right. They're the highest. The New York Yankees. You're right. I was just jicky-jacking you around.
I guess you did.
George Steinbrenner brought the team $10 million back in 1973. They're worth $3 billion now.
How about that? $10 million. Talking about putting your money in the right place at the right time.
The only team in the entire world worth more than the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Yankees. Any guesses?
I'm thinking soccer.
Yeah.
United?
Real Madrid.
Madrid.
$3.44 million.
I thought and Manchester United must be right along with it. Sure. I was told that I think when we were looking into this, the prospecting of getting an MLS squad, which apparently we will do now, Manchester United was that squad. Apparently not. Madrid's got it now.
But I still have 2 years to care about soccer.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they're not going to play, maybe even 3 years, 2018 about, I think, is the time the Minnesota United FC, if that's the team name that they're going to be, because that's what the team name is now. I don't know if they're going to just bump them up. It's the same owner. Three other teams topped a $2 billion price tag. Any guesses in baseball?
In baseball, I would have to think Boston.
Yep.
I would think San Francisco.
Yep.
And I would think possibly Oakland?
No. Oakland's probably one of the lowest teams.
I'm just thinking California in general.
Yeah, you need to think of a big city in California.
So I already said Frisco, so San Diego?
Dodgers. Los Angeles Dodgers.
I said that before we even got going on this. The Magic Johnson's group bought it for $2 billion.
The Cubs run out the top five with a valuation of $1.8 billion, which is what Forbes said the team raised its valuation to when it sold small pieces to minority owners, investors in the offseason. Several other teams, the small market teams, despite going to the World Series, the Kansas City Royals were $700 million ahead of the Miami Marlins, $650 million, and the lowest ranked team on the valuation price in Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays, $625 million. Forbes' other lists have had average NFL teams worth $1.43 billion.
Average NFL teams worth $1.4 billion. I'm guessing the smaller markets. I don't know whether that would be Buffalo. I don't think it's Green Bay, but I think it's Buffalo.
Green Bay is, I think, the smallest market the NFL is in.
But are they worth more?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're worth tons.
Way more than the 1.4.
I think the Oakland Raiders are the lowest valued team.
I'm surprised because they are so marketable and they draw so much revenue just from
the. But look at their stadium. They bring nothing in.
Of course.
They don't have any marquee players right now.
You know who's really high on Derek Carr, though?
You are.
Andy Reid as well. Oh. Andy Reid's really big on him. Read a big article on our very own Bleacher Report. Andy Reid talking about how high he was on Derek Carr of the Raiders, but and in the same division.
Average NBA team's worth $1.1 billion. The average NHL team worth $490 million. So going around to the Vikings, Twins, Wild, and Timberwolves, where do you think the Vikings ranked? 1 out of 32 in team valuation.
Do we get to count the new stadium?
Not yet, I don't believe.
Okay, so that wrecks us pretty badly. We're about 22 then.
20th.
Yeah.
Vikings worth $1.15 billion as of August of 2014.
That's going to change real quick.
Zygmunt Wilf bought the team $600 million in 2005, so he's basically doubled his money. The Twins, 1 out of 30. Where do they rank?
New stadium. I would say they're probably 18th.
Ding, ding, ding. $895 million as of March. Well, obviously, today it came out, the Forbes magazine.
Wow.
The Pollett family bought the Twins for $44 million back in 1984. The Wild, they're pretty good. They have a new stadium.
One of
the best teams in the NHL, obviously. The state of hockey, 1 out of 30. Where do they rank?
I would say they're probably ranked
17th.
17?
$370
really?
Million dollars is what the Minnesota Wild is worth, according to Forbes, in November of 2014.
17th.
The guys bought them for $225 million back in 2008. What about the Minnesota Timberwolves? 1 out of 30. Where do the Timberwolves rank in franchise value for the NBA?
1 out of 30. I'm going to say probably 28.
Ooh, close. 29.
29, okay.
They're worth $625 million as of January 2015. Glenn Taylor bought the team, expansion team. He paid $89 million to get the whole thing off the ground here.
And they're worth...
That was a 95.
How much now, though?
$625 million.
Yeah, still a pretty good return. A little ROI for Glenn Taylor.
And that's only going to go up when they get this new TV deal, just like the Major League Baseball did with the $52 million a year per team.
And also, aren't they renovating inside of Target Center where we're at right now? And the thing across the street, too, Blocky, which
looks
was
completely
Blocky,
different.
The Rochester thing, and Mayo Clinic, rather, is a big, big, big add-on that I think they can almost include with their... with some of their worth. I think that's sort of wrapped into this thing, too. I don't know. It'll be interesting, though, next year when they get everything completed inside this place. I think that it stands a pretty good facelift over the next year or so, I've been told. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
I mean...
with our own eyeballs.
Because that's what we are about every other Wednesday or so, it seems like.
So we are under the average. All of our Major League sports teams here.
Well, that's the size of the market, though, too. The size of the market.
There aren't many markets that have four major league sports franchises, so we've got to be a pretty decent market. And when everybody says that we're a small market team, it's like, come on, man. It's not that small because, I mean...
we're very cosmopolitan. Yeah, I mean, the way we run this state, the two cities that we have are quality cities. The lifestyle is good in both, Minneapolis and St. Paul. But neither one have incredible population. And so even together combined, we still only rank about 16 in the market, 15 in the market. And so I think that is how they sort of tally what this is all about.
But when you think of small market teams, don't you think of Jacksonville?
I do.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Even Kansas City and Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? I was going to say Milwaukee.
I mean, I would say we're a mid-sized city. I wouldn't say we're small market.
We're not. But, I mean, we're mid-range. I mean, when you're talking about major league sports, I mean, there are two or three really cosmopolitan cities in my books. We're one of them. Denver's another one. I think Seattle is another one. They don't have the NBA anymore. They moved to Oklahoma. But those are great cities. They're great cities for sports. Anytime you take in a sporting event in Denver, it's a treat.
Yeah, but when you think of cities that have four major league franchises, at least four of the professional, the big four professional sports. You think of New York, Boston, Chicago.
Yep.
Miami somehow has a hockey team.
How about Los Angeles? No football.
But no football team there. San Francisco, Denver.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, and there aren't many others. Houston doesn't have a hockey team. Dallas has a hockey team, Dallas counts.
I think that
Phoenix.
They have all four.
They have all four now too.
Four. Yeah,
and we're about the same size as Phoenix. People wise,
Phoenix is actually bigger population wise.
Media markets, we're about the same.
Are we?
Yeah, I think we're 16 or 17.
Well, how were they? I thought that was based mostly on population.
Yeah. Population.
I think Phoenix is probably more heavily populated than we are. I would think so. Mm-hmm. A lot of people moved out there. I mean, there was a huge boom to move out to the desert.
But they're dying by the day because the people that move out there are old.
Well, that's a good point, too. I mean, you have a good point. I think half the people that moved out there 10 years ago are dead.
They're all...
I mean, half the state died last year.
Yeah.
So we can come on back. We can talk about that if you'd like to. We can come
right
back
and
we can talk about all the dead people in Arizona, and or we could talk about Ben Holson's 4.5 questions that he has compiled for me. Why?
You're
because
the smartest
I'm a
guy
genius.
I know.
That's right. I'm a damn genius. I walked right past the Sid Hartman statue as I came in here to Hubert's down at the Target Center, and he's always saying that. Hey, Morris, you're a freaking genius. Hey, you're a genius. Shut up, Sid. 4.5 questions are next, and I can't wait. So come on back.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
I'm starting to wonder if A-Rod and Lance Armstrong share the same brain. Somehow they'll always find a way to be the victim.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station. 105 The Ticket.
Sometimes on the road like that, it's important to just survive, to get through that first wave and kind of gather ourselves, which is exactly what we did. We started playing better in the second and really stepped it up in the third.
It was awesome. Again, same story. The big reason why we were able to get out of that first period, not down 5-0. He was that good. Once again, gave us a chance to rebound and get ourselves going a little bit.
You tell him, Zach Freese, talking about the Dubinator.
And the Dubinator talking about...
And the Dubie talking about how easy it was to beat the Islanders. He had that one under control. He was standing on his head, stopping all the shots. Some of them off the pipe. Did you hear that one hit the pipe?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why do you hate people?
Because they're idiots.
I agree with you completely on that. But this team is a good team. This Wild team. I can't wait to talk to Jim Rich. He's a know-it-all. But he does know a lot about hockey, and we will talk to him.
And for some reason, knows a lot about college basketball and is just wiping the floor with all of us at our NCAA March bracket.
Because I sure wouldn't have taken him as a basketball knowledge.
I invited him to join our brackets because I thought he was going to be an easy win. I thought it would be another person to, you know, to rub it in that I was beating them. Because I'm...
You know,
I hate to be pompous, but I'm kind of good at picking games and stuff like that.
You are.
I'm not bad.
Did you beat me last year?
Yes. I beat you all the time.
All right.
The only time I've lost to you is when we were betting Minnesota Wild games in the playoff run last year.
Yeah, you get your ass kicked there. Last year, football, too, I just destroyed all of you.
Yeah, you did.
It was fun.
But then what happened this year?
I suck ass.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore, apparently. I don't know what's wrong. I think it's the dementia.
Everything you touch.
Why do you hate people? Do you hate me? Do you hate everybody?
No, I don't hate you.
Like the people that just walk by.
I didn't see him.
Do you hate this man right here?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny how things work, though, with you. You're moody. You're a moody bastard.
I'm moody, yeah.
Yeah, you're a moody bastard is
so
what
moody,
you are.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is either, but we'll get into that later, like off the air. I have to talk to you about stuff.
Thank you. You're
troubling me. You need some counseling.
Woo! I go to counseling already.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How often?
As often as I possibly can. I'm
in there three times a week, 3 hours a day.
Well, you need some serious help, though. That's the problem.
I have to, or I'd be in a closet with my teddy bear with the lights out.
That's where I am right now.
With your teddy bear, yeah. Me. What do you have for 4.5 questions?
Question one.
Enough comedy jokes.
Hey, everybody. We'll be here all week. Make sure you tip your waiters and waitresses. I like these two. They seem very nice. The Wild One back-to-back games Monday and Tuesday. Stretching their franchise best road winning streak, 10 games now. We always talk about if goalie Devin Dubnyk is tired, if they should rest him. But now, the new talker is that the Wild Knicks play two games in an eight-day stretch. We're a sports talk radio station, and it may sound silly to talk about the damned if you do, damned if you don't scenarios, but seriously, would you be more worried about playing a lot of games in a short period or having a bunch of days off heading into the next stretch with the possibility of the team and goalie losing their mojo? Because they are hot. They are spicy right now.
I'm telling you. I don't think anything can stop this team. I am not kidding.
Not even 8 days off with only two games in the stretch?
Just rock and roll, I guess. They have to. They have to have some time off. I think it's just falling at the right time. I think it's very fortunate that we do have some of that time.
Because they looked tired last night.
Because it... How much longer can they go at this pace? And they've been doing it. And I mean, against good teams. I don't want to hear about how do we stack up? Is this just lucky? I mean, when's the other foot going to come down? When's he going to start sucking? I mean, this guy is really good. He's really good, and we're waltzing right through, away games, decently at home. I mean, I'm amazed by this. I haven't been that big a hockey fan until about 3 years ago, and now this year I thought it was over with. I thought after last year, how could they do this to me? I'm going home early this year. And now look what's going on. I mean, this is crazy what's going on. We've gotten playoff hockey now for like the last 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is amazing. The only player I've ever known that has come into this town by himself who was a no-name player and make an entire franchise go.
Puts him on his back.
It just proves it. If you have someone in front of the pipes that can stop the puck, you're going to go a long ways. You're going to win a few games.
It's funny you bring that up, because if the other team can't score on you score a couple of goals, you'll win.
You win.
Isn't that
it's
crazy?
It's like the Baltimore Ravens.
Easy.
If you can't get the ball in the end zone, but your field goal kicker can make a field goal or two and hardly ever miss a field goal, but your defense never lets anyone get even a sniff of the red zone, 2,000 Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
You win the Super Bowl.
And our defensive special teams, too, very good over there in St. Paul. Question two, the Timberwolves hosting Showtime tonight. Actually, I'm probably going to call them PBS. Because Showtime, you got to pay for. PBS is free, and they ask for money. But the Lakers are almost just as bad record-wise as the Wolves are. I think they have two more wins than we do. Just as plagued with the injuries, the Wolves have been accused of tanking, obviously, recently. We talked about that. Flip Saunders vehemently denying it. Out of the four major professional franchises in town, what is the hardest season to struggle through when the team is bad?
Baseball. There's no question in my mind, baseball. When you're out of it, about 2 months into that bad boy, you got about 6 months of nothingness.
Yeah.
And we've had that for four straight seasons. 90-plus losses a year. Are you kidding? 162 games, you have to weather through that? I feel even more sorry for the players. I mean, some of the good players that are standing there going, what? We have 75 more games to go. We're not in it.
But the players are making millions and millions of dollars. What about people like us who are making like tens of hundreds of dollars?
I make $1,500 a month. I feel fortunate.
And we've got to talk about this every day. Mike Berrettino.
I gave $1,300 to you because the damn Twins can't win half their games.
Mike Berrettino, Jerry Zagoda.
They make tons of money. They get to fly with the team everywhere. They're drinking beer right now in Florida.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah, they're sons of bitches. Yeah, and you know what? You know what Tory with Two Eyes Hunter says about that Berrettino guy?
It's a prick.
Yeah.
He's kind of a prick.
Yeah, apparently so. But I just think. Don't you think baseball?
No,
I mean, it's a long. Yeah, look, it's a long.
But at least
basketball
it's warm
too.
At least it's warm though. I mean, you can say. I mean, even if the Twins suck, they have. You can still go out to Target Field. It's still beautiful. You can still drink beers, eat hot dogs.
It's probably the best stadium in sports. At one time, they said the Target Field, after it was completed, was one or two of all sporting venues in the United States. Target Field number one.
Good Lord.
The first year it opened. Number one.
I know they say it's like top three for baseball.
And I've been to a lot of stadiums. I've been to almost all of them.
But you've been on the field. That's something completely different.
What's it to you anyway? What are you writing a book about my on-field? I used to walk around
the
stadium.
It's more of a pamphlet. It's not
no,
a book.
Actually, I used to go I've been in a lot of the stadiums and around. I've actually played for five other teams other than the Vikings.
I know, yeah.
But, I mean, I think this is fascinating over here. I think the Target Field is amazing. But I think the part that makes it so long, if you get on the losing thing again, is that it's a slower game. It's like a slow-paced game, and you got 162 of those to go.
Some of my favorite things to do sometimes during day games in the summer when it's nice and sunny outside is to go take a nap
yeah.
at the ballpark.
And get up at the ballpark?
I'm not even kidding.
I can just see you in your seat with a, like a stick and a pocket knife just whittling. Just like whittling and just like with a hayseed.
And then trying to find Adrian Peterson's kids to beat him in the butt.
Just kinda, yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
No, what did you say again? You hate people, don't you?
No, I don't hate anybody. Question three, Torrey Hunter. We were just talking about Torrey Hunter. He called young twin Byron Buxton, Mike Trout, too, this week. Mike Trout, I think you know, is the American League MVP, by the way. He's pretty good.
He's not bad. What is he, 23?
He's 24? Young. Buxton, considered baseball's top prospect. He'll likely play in target fields during some part of the season. Hunter helped groom Trout in L.A. during his first two seasons in the majors. They remain close friends. Buxton, mature, calm demeanor, 5-tool walking highlight reel just waiting to happen. All of the baseball guys we talked to hope Buxton isn't rushed into the big leagues. You, on the other hand, are something completely different.
Especially I'm not even in the big leagues.
No, but especially after playing through an injury-riddled season last year, he needs to stay down there. When will be a good time to call up Buxton to the bigs? Because we all want to see him here. He and Sano and all the rest of the young guys. Eddie Rosario is one of my favorite young guys.
Yeah.
Bring him up, but... That, you don't want to ruin them. Like Aaron Hicks, apparently you can ruin them.
I think if you can play the game, any sport, if you can play the game, and you're showing guys like Torrey Hunter, and you're making that kind of impression, how can you not be at this level? I mean, what's going to ruin a guy like Byron Buxton?
Well, the same thing happens with quarterbacks in the NFL. They're either ready or they're not ready. Well, you don't want to rush them into that thing, especially if they're high.
Put on your ass about 8 or 10 times in the first game.
What if you lose your confidence? Because they're very, very sensitive in baseball. Very sensitive.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Because I honestly don't understand the baseball side of it.
Very sensitive.
If you're beaten at the plate,
mm-hmm.
that's the psychological part of it that you're talking about?
Yes, yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't get it. I think that Buxton, if you're a great athlete and you can circle the bases as fast as he can, you can cover that much ground in the outfield, you got a good glove, and apparently he's doing everything at the plate, too, then
But he's a nut job.
He is?
Aaron Hicks?
I'm talking about Buxton.
Oh, Buxton. Buxton's not a nut job.
To be able to bring him up, I thought that was the question.
No, yeah. But Buxton had that concussion, remember, where they thought he was possibly paralyzed last year?
Well, I knew that. But I mean, this year, I mean, Torrey's talking about him this year as being Trout, too. So what else do you need? That's Mike Trout there standing there in Minnesota Twins uniform, and he's not going to play this year? He's going to be down again?
Yeah, we don't need him. We have Aaron Hicks.
Okay.
Torrey said he's impressed with what Aaron Hicks is doing.
I don't know.
Well.
Look, I
think he's lying.
They say that Aaron Hicks is a fantastic athlete. I don't know him.
He is.
I've been told about him. I know what the rap is on him. I can't make that evaluation for myself. If he gets it this year any better, because his job is on the line. I think it's his job to lose.
Oh, yeah. Watch, we'll trade him to the Milwaukee Brewers. He becomes the next Carlos Gomez. Question four this morning, the MLS just down the street from us here at Target Field made the announcement that...
The stadium's up already?
Minnesota. No, they made it at Target Field.
Oh.
Minnesota's getting a soccer expansion franchise, likely in 2018, I believe. I know you may not be the biggest soccer fan, neither am I, but we both love the World Cup. Do you think you'll become a big supporter of this local team playing the most popular sport in the world, or will the new soccer franchise fall a little bit flat like some of the other non-major sports that we have in this town? Will they become more popular than the Lynx and Swarm, or do you think it's a major mistake to put a soccer franchise here?
I guess I'm sort of mixed on this whole thing. I'll be a fan. I don't know how well it's going to take off right away. I don't think it's going to be like the global sort of effect yet. You think there'll be like hooligans and like soccer fights and stuff?
No, we're so passive aggressive here in Minnesota. We're so calm. We're so Norwegian and Scandinavian that we keep to ourselves. We'll say bad things about people behind their back, but we'll never punch them in the face.
We backstab the hell out of people.
Yeah.
I think I'll be all in. I think this will be a first class run operation. It'll be sold out. I don't know. It can't be a real, real big stadium at 200 million or so. It can't be huge,
25,000 people, I think.
Which is about a little smaller than Target Field, then, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Target
36,
Field, 40,000 at Target Field.
A little smaller.
If you ever get a chance to see, I believe it's Seattle's MLS franchise, Seattle and even Kansas City, but Seattle's in particular has the best soccer complex ever.
And how big is it?
Ever seen.
So what's a typical?
30.
30?
They have like 66.
They have 66,000?
66 and they fill it up?
Yeah, but we're talking Seattle. They're all high there.
Yeah, I guess that's
all they do is drink coffee and smoke weed.
Hey, watch soccer. Go to the soccer game.
Yeah. And go to soccer. I mean, they don't have basketball. They now barely have a baseball team. Their football team's pretty good.
66? That's how much we get in this new Viking stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like 70. I mean, I think the new stadium's going to hold like 65, 70? Okay, well, hey, look, that's Seattle, like you said. But I, but if it's a 30,000, and Target Field is, what, 40, maybe 40?
40.
Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty good-sized stadium.
Half question. Minnesota Vikings just ripping it through free agency right now. Everybody else has signed their players. We've decided to hop on the free agency bandwagon. What do you think of our new three new signings, by the way? Yep.
We got TaylorMade. He hits a straight, really straight driver and a three-wood.
Yep.
And we got Terrence.
Yep.
I think it's pretty good. I mean, 36 years old. I don't know. The lad, is Terrence Newman, 36, is that not?
Yep.
That probably is a bit of a stretch. It could be a stretch.
Yeah.
But I love the other two guys. I really do. I think Taylor Mays might bring something to the table. Again, Zimmer knows a couple of these
guys.
This
is so much more than one word.
Don't be a smartass. You know what? You're a smartass. You could sit on a
four and a half questions. Four questions where you can talk all you want to, and then the one half question is a one-word association answer. We do it every day.
You're such a smartass. You could sit on an ice cream cone and tell me what flavor it was. That's how smart your ass is. I would say above average.
It's two words.
I say
unless they're hyphenated, I guess I can.
Stellar.
Stellar.
I think they're doing good, don't you? I mean, I know you're down on Dick Springfield.
No, I love him to death. In fact, we got to take a break. We'll talk about the three newest Minnesota Vikings and get your comments and concerns too. 651-989-9105 if you'd like to chime in.
You don't obviously like Springfield, do you?
Springfield, Missouri, Illinois.
No, Dick.
Dick Springfield. Yeah, he's all right.
I think it's a pretty good crop. There's some leadership involved here with that 36-year-old. We'll come back and talk about that later if you want to. Do you want to or not?
I want you next.
I know I should have given one word.
That's right. I forgive you.
I forgot. Come on back, everybody. Radioactive Sports.
From the locker room to your radio, tune in the wake-up call from the writers of Cold Omaha every Sunday morning at 8.
I like when the Timberwolves can stay with an elite team.
There's a lot of energy in the building anytime it's close. They do need to win a few games. The other thing, too, is you're going to feel stupid if you kind of, like, tank it down here. You never measure yourself up against the greatest teams, and you might not even get the number one pick. You might have the worst record, and knowing the Timberwolves' history, they're going to end up with the third or fourth or fifth pick. You know what I mean?
The wake-up call with Cold Omaha on Minnesota's Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket. Feel that? Radioactive Sports, 105 The Ticket.
I guess the guy back in the studio doesn't like to play the sound that we like him to play. It's all right.
It's because it doesn't exist, guys.
Oh, that's all right.
I sent you a message.
I sent you one back just now.
When smoke signals?
Yeah. Should be there soon.
What is it, like Morse code?
Oh, my God. All right, whatever.
I just wrote that. Well, I can tell you this. Enough with the sound idea.
My guess is we don't have sound.
We're here at Hubert's for Wolves Wednesday. So thanks to sponsors Killebrew Root Beer and North Lakes Honey Brown Lager, both on sale, both on tap here at Hubert's. Come on by and sit down with Radioactive Sports. That would be Ben Holson, the superstar Mike Morris, and our whole entourage and our techies and everything else that help us get up and running here when we go live. And join us, won't you please? Have a beverage or two, or six or eight with Ben, and just enjoy our company, even if you do hate
six
people.
The edge off. The Minnesota Vikings' new free agents, Casey Matthews, has nothing. I mean, you see his
We're
dad.
We're talking about Portland, too.
His dad, his uncles, his brother, really good football players. Casey Matthews,
just made it in the NFL, only a special teams player.
Where do you think, he's played a little inside linebacker last year for the Philadelphia Eagles. Where do you think he plays this year? Depth?
I think that he has depth. I think he'll be given a shot, a legitimate shot. With a name like that, with genes like that, as a linebacker, are you kidding me? I mean, they're going to line him up and let him try and play. That's for sure. They'll see what he's got.
He and Adi Cole have just beautiful hair, don't they?
I love their hair. I'd like to, I think I'd like to braid it. And, like, put some pretties in it.
It's perfect. Go get a pretty. That's what you used to tell your daughters. You told me that yesterday.
Honey, daddy can't get this into a ponytail without a pretty. Go get a pretty.
Your poor kids. You're a nutbag. Taylor Mays, love him a lot.
Why don't you shut your mouth?
He was one of my favorite guys. Played safety under Mike Zimmer for the Cincinnati Bengals. Former second-round draft pick. Has never really started. He's a thumper, though. The sound that I wanted to play had him coming up and just crushing a Baltimore Raven last year on special teams. One of those things where I think it was on Monday Night Football, and Al Michaels goes, "Oh, my God, we've got to hear that again." And then they just play the sound.
Boom! When you catch him just right.
He can also play, I think he played linebacker under Zimmer as well back in Cincinnati. He moves them all over the field.
That's what I've been told is he can play both, linebacker, outside linebacker, I think, not inside, but safety as well. So, I mean, get him in here. Give him some shoulder pads and a helmet because we could use both, a safety and or a linebacker. We could use both if he can do it.
What about Terrence Newman? Sign him while they're on the verge of signing. It's not official yet. 36-year-old cornerback. Played for Zimmer in Dallas and played for Zimmer again in Cincinnati. Is he going to be the outside cornerback, the starting outside cornerback? Is he going to get a chance to start in cornerback? Are they going to move him to safety? What do you think is going to happen with Terrence Newman?
My prediction is this, is that Mike Zimmer really likes this guy. He brings him wherever he goes. He trusts him. He knows what kind of football player he is, what his character is to the team and what it brings to the team. I think he'll be given an absolute shot at starting and bringing along anyone else that might be coming in this year, Trey Waynes, and helping school up the younger guys on the field. Maybe he would go back to a safety spot. I would see him at corner and only corner myself.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And I think that he could probably start, too. He's a three-time Pro Bowler.
As much as the griping has been, and kind of on my part, too, and a lot of Minnesota Viking fans, that they weren't doing anything in free agency. And obviously they're not going out and signing that big-money middle linebacker. Brandon Spike still, I believe, out there on the market.
He's out there. He was on NFL Network with all the guys on one of the stools saying, "I'm available, call me."
Yeah, I would like to bring him in here if he can, you know, be brought in. And maybe same again, though. He's a two-down linebacker, which is what we had in Jasper Brinkley, but I like him a lot. Taylor Mays isn't Raheem Moore. He isn't any of the other big-name safeties that were off the board already in free agency. And obviously, Clay Matthews' brother is kind of what I'm going to call him. Casey Matthews, the new signee, the inside linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, a one-year deal. These are all special teams-ish type players. Terrence Newman obviously started a long time in the NFL, a former first-round draft pick. Wanted to draft him when he went to the Dallas Cowboys originally. These all fill needs, and these all allow the Vikings to go out and select the best player available in the draft. The only big, really concern that I have still is left guard. I know you share the same sentiment, but Mike Harris, who we signed, the restricted free agent, played right tackle last year. Joe Berger, we have people that can play left guard if we absolutely have to, but I think left guard is still a big gaping hole for the Minnesota Vikings.
It's big. It really is. It's glaring. And you can only hope that they find what they're looking for in the draft. Apparently, that's the route they're going to take. The other holes that we talked about in the defense, they're trying to address that. And we're only hoping that, you know, Casey Matthews is head and shoulders above the rest.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You like that? I just wrote that. Laugh. Start laughing. Yeah.
The PA gallery just stares you.
I'm hoping for the best on all those guys. I hope that there's something still in the tank left with Newman. I mean that. I think he can bring a lot to the team right away to make this a lot better team right away.
The sound that I wanted to play was him picking off Aaron Rodgers. Just to kind of rub it.
If you can get in front of one of Aaron Rodgers' passes, you got a pretty good knack for finding the football. So I'm happy about the way things are going right now. And I think they're building this team through the draft, and you're going to see that, especially if they can get Adrian Peterson traded.
If they can get him traded,
it's going to be another first-round draft choice if they can get that done.
We're going to talk about that coming up next. Mike Zimmer yesterday said no plans to trade Adrian Peterson. But there's an interesting little scenario. He said no plans to trade Adrian Peterson,
right,
but no chance to trade Cordarrelle Patterson. I want to talk to you about that. Because as you're reading between the lines, Adrian Peterson obviously is not making the Vikings happy by what he's doing at the same time.
I've been told.
But at the same time, Mike Zimmer, hopefully the sound works that I want to play coming back here, where he says, look, Adrian Peterson's under contract. There's a reason we have contracts in the NFL. Sure, there's a reason why he got paid all that extra bonus, extra guaranteed money at the beginning here. He needs to come back and honor his contract, and that's what we're going to hold him to, and I like it.
Bang. You heard it right there. We'll talk about that more and break it down inside and out right here at Radioactive Sports. Come on back.
Three signals strong. 105 The Ticket. Well, I'm not going to speculate on what he wants or doesn't want, but, you know, Adrian's under contract for 3 more years with us. That's why you sign these contracts, why you get these big bonuses, you know? But, yeah, we are planning on him being there. We have no plans to trade Adrian, no.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty much assumed that that's the card they're going to play, that being the Minnesota Vikings, us being Radioactive Sports, Ben Holson, myself, the superstar Mike Morse. We're at Hubert's right now, awaiting the start of the Minnesota Timberwolves game. And we're also sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer and Northlake's Honey Brown Lager. Come on down. They're both on sale. They're both on tap. Grab one and come on over and watch the show live.
Doesn't it make you all warm and fuzzy to hear Mike Zimmer say things like that? I want to say it was the coach's breakfast this morning, where he said, listen, Adrian Peterson's under contract. There's a reason why we have contracts in the NFL. Yep. There's a reason why you get guaranteed money.
That's right.
It's such a big payoff at the beginning to sign this contract.
That's right.
And I don't care if you have guaranteed. I mean, I'm adding words into his mouth now. I don't care if you have guaranteed money the last 3 years of your deal here, but you're now 30 years old, and I think that's probably why they worked it that way and why teams work it that way, because when you get older in the NFL, you become a little bit more expendable, and they're still paying him $12.75 million this year with a cap hit of $15.4 million. If he doesn't show up to OTAs or these mandatory minicamps, he's out $320,000 in a workout bonus is what I guess he gets. Yeah. And if Adrian Peterson decides that he doesn't want to play for the Minnesota Vikings, then he can retire from the NFL because the Vikings own his rights, and if they don't trade him, then he has nowhere else to go. I mean, that's why you have contracts, right?
I mean, that's where the big money comes from, and that's why when you sign it, you have to also assume that you are the property of that franchise that you signed with for the term of the contract until they say otherwise. And they can say otherwise. That's the unfair part about it, is they can tear it up if they want to and you don't get your money. That's the strangest contract in sports, by the way, because all the other sports are pretty much guaranteed. As long as you're still alive and well, I mean, you're going to get your contract. Whether you're released or not, you're getting your contract.
So what's the difference between Mike Zimmer saying, as he said a couple of things, we talked about Adrian Peterson and Cordarrelle Patterson yesterday. A lot of people, obviously, during the NFL owners meeting, the spring meetings down in Phoenix, asking questions about Ben Dagra, Adrian Peterson's agent, and Rick Spielman, Dick Springsteen, Rick Springfield, whatever I decided to call him today. And Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer said yesterday there is no chance that the Minnesota Vikings trade Cordarrelle Patterson, and then when asked about Adrian Peterson, he said, there are no plans to trade Adrian Peterson. What's the difference between no chance and no plans?
I think one is emphatic, that being Peterson. Absolutely not going to trade him. He's not on the table, at least. And the other one, we don't have plans yet.